Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, lovely, wonderful people. Welcome to a Friday episode. It's your good old friend here, Jamie. Hey, listen, by the way, it's the 10th of December today, if you're listening to it on the Friday when we release it. That's 15 days till Christmas. Santa Claus, mince pies, Christmas presents, family, goose, turkey, nut roast if you're vegan, vegetarian. Also, by the way, it's just me on the intro, but of course, Alex Mitten is always, as ever, he's here, but he's not doing the intro with me because he's gone somewhere. I don't know where he's gone. He's gone somewhere to do something, so he was working, so he couldn't do the intro with me, but that doesn't matter. Hey, also, just want to say, happy Christmas. Do you have a chocolate advent calendar or a normal one? Because I have a chocolate advent calendar at the moment, and boy, oh boy, do I run down the stairs to my kitchen every single morning so I can open that up and just eat it because it is divine. Chocolate in the morning. Oh. Hey, listen, for your Friday episode, we have Chloe Veach. Chloe was on the podcast before, hilariously funny. She was on the first series of Too Hot to Handle. She was then on The Circle in the USA, which basically means you have to catfish people. You have to sit in a room and pretend you're someone or somebody else, which is quite a weird concept, I think. But she did that and came second or third. And she came back on because she's been doing loads and she's been out in LA and she's been hanging out with Harry Jowsey, who came on the podcast. So she's just been doing so much and she's in that whole social media vibe. And I just wanted to hear loads of things which she's got up to. So she's on the podcast. It's a fantastic episode. I can't wait for you to listen to it. Also, by the way, if you didn't know, our merch store is back open, which means if you fancy going buy some Christmas presents for your loved ones, private parts, stuff, merchandise, whatever it is, the shop is now open. Go to our link tree on our Instagram and you can go and grab it. Short little intro for you, because there's no point rambling on because Alex is not here. It's just me by myself. So I'm going to get you into it. Settle back, sit back, settle back, saddle up, baby. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode with Chloe Veach. And Merry Christmas. Okay, Clay, so you know you're our first guest on our brand new set. This is our brand new set.
It's pretty special.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, I would live here.
You would?
Yeah.
Would you?
I'd live here.
Who would you live here with? You have to pick someone. They can't be a member of your family. Who would you live with?
Tom Hardy.
You would live with Tom
Hardy? Yeah. Yeah. Just to look at him. I'd just stand over there and just wait.
There is no shower, though. That's an issue.
So
you'd have to wash him in the sink. Is
that's
there a sink
fine.
In there? Just scrub him down in the sink.
My mum used to wash me in the sink when I was a kid. I used to love
Same.
It.
Same.
Wait, hold on. So you'd pick, if you had to live in our studio, which is here, you would live with one person, it would be Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy, yeah.
Really?
Who's that?
You'd go Tom Hardy, I reckon. So.
I would definitely go Tom Hardy if I was what, in here. Sounds like I got a weird boner. Oh, I've gone Tom Hardy.
You got a Tom Hardy.
Did you just get... Oh, don't worry, I'm Tom Hardy right now.
Gives me tingles talking about him. I don't know what's happening. I'm really flustered.
Who's your one? Who's your one that you would have?
Who would I get? Sheryl Crow.
Sheryl Crow.
Who else would be quite...
Sheryl Crow.
Who else would be quite hot? Cher.
For the big hair?
Yeah.
I'd get the whole...
But like, share when she's older.
I'll get everyone from The Cause.
Sorry.
Where, what?
Anna, well, how did The Cause song go? To make you love me.
I don't know.
Make you love me. What did I do to make you care?
Care.
That's The Cause.
Sick.
I would live with The Cause in my...
If shit goes bad for you, I'm going to find you living
on the
sofa.
All the Chuckle Brothers.
One's dead.
Do they class as... No.
I think one of them was...
Can we have a minute's silence? No,
just... I didn't know that. I feel really bad now. It's always me that actually puts my foot in it when I have these conversations.
With those big boots.
Like, imagine when I get a boyfriend, right? If I ever get a boyfriend, because I'm on my own all the time. Imagine me sitting with the parents and just... Can you imagine the conversations I have?
What, slagging off the Chuckle Brothers?
Do you know what I mean? Like, I just never know what's going to come out of my mouth.
Yeah, so have you never gone round to like a boyfriend's house or anything like that?
Yeah, and...
How did it go?
Listen, I was with him for 6 months. I met him the first 2 weeks of knowing him, got a tattoo of the date we met.
Oh my God, Craig, that's...
First 6 weeks?
Yeah.
What?
No, I met him and it was the first couple of weeks I knew him.
Wow.
You got a tattoo?
Yeah.
Where is it?
It's here.
That's passion right there.
Well, you got it on your collarbone?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But it's Roman numerals.
In Roman numerals.
So when everyone says, oh, what's that date? I'm like, oh, it's my nephew's birthday.
So wait, so you got a boyfriend's, the first date you met, tattooed on your collarbone?
I wear my heart on my sleeve, Jamie. What can I say?
It's not even on your
collarbone. Have you got any girlfriend tattoos?
I don't have anything. No, because I know it's a bad idea.
You've got
to do
quite
that.
A few strange ones, though. And you've got like...
Yeah, I've got Peter Pan on my arm. I've got Peter Pan here, which is like the show, Peter Pan. I have Adventure, of course, because I love an adventure.
You've got I Heart Money on your chest.
Have you?
No, like, obviously that.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh. I've got a Tom Hardy across my shaft.
On your back.
Give us a look.
How many tattoos do you have?
8, I think. And the majority of them are for ex-boyfriends.
No, what? Really? You joke?
Yeah.
So wait, so
it's
we have
quite
this...
It's quite nice, though. It's like a book. You can remember them all.
Yeah, I just... Oh, yeah, massive fuck up.
Oh, well.
I don't... Never mind. But why... Okay, why do you think the relationships haven't gone right, then? Because to all the listeners who don't know this...
Shit tattoos. They were like...
Yeah, to shit tattoos. Okay, all the listeners who don't know this... You came on the podcast before, and you came on during lockdown, and you had just done Too Hot to Handle.
Yeah, literally within weeks.
Yeah, and I watched it in lockdown. I was like, this girl's hilarious. It's like she's epic, and so I sent you a message, slid into your DMs.
Bit creepy.
And I remember I was in one of my ex-boyfriend's beds when I read the message, and was like, Jamie Lang just fucking messaged me.
And I was like, hi, sorry to be creepy, but would you like to come on my podcast? And then you came on, and I thought you were just so epic and great. And now, cut to, what is it, 2 years later? A year and a half?
Yeah, two years later.
2 years later, you're still single. But you're still so great.
Nice.
Thank you.
You're still single.
Yeah. You're still single. But why? Because I would expect you to be, come on, snapped up, baby.
Snapped up, baby.
Snapped up.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it is. I'm trying to just work it out, to be honest, because I'm either extremely difficult to be with or I've just got high standards.
I think it must be high standards, right?
Yeah.
Because I think going into relationships, they're hard. Also, because you've just been to LA and things like that. Surely I thought you'd find like an LA boyfriend.
No.
Apparently quite hard to get a relationship out there, though. Everyone just wants to have sex.
Yeah.
So we
really?
Heard.
Yeah, they do.
Well, they just want to have sex.
Yeah,
That's what Jousey said when he came on.
Harry Jousey.
Harry Jousey. Oh, I love Harry.
You're best mates with him, aren't you?
Honestly, he's like my ride or die. I'd do anything for him, yeah. I'd done his podcast. You listen to it?
Yeah, I did listen to it, actually. Yeah. Where you were talking.
I was talking about my bad sexual experiences.
Nice. You explained one where...
Oh, God.
So you explained one where you said that you just climbed on top of his... face?
How big is his nose?
What happened? So you go on his podcast. So what is this bad sexual experience you had? And he like grabbed you, didn't he?
Yeah, so basically, my ex was really rough, and I'm quite delicate, and I've got IBS, Jamie. Right, I've got IBS, Alex. Right.
Snap.
Just want to chuck that out there. And people underestimate it. They're like, oh yeah, IBS, just get a bad tummy. No. I just cannot control it. It's uncontrollable, right?
Oh, God.
And I'm literally mid through having sex with my ex, and he went, get on my face. I'm like, yeah, it's like a porno, right? And I'm just sat on top of his face. And sometimes, and guys, if you're listening to this, please take note, because girls do not like it. You know when you kind of grab the ass and like pull the cheeks apart a little bit? Wind gets in and wind comes out. So I was like, oh no. I was like, please. I'm like, let me get off. Let me get off.
Oh my God.
And he went, no, it's fine. And yeah, I farted on his face. He'd just come out.
How did he react to that? Was he like, ooh?
He just carried on.
Yeah, he just ignored it.
Yeah.
Just swallowed it.
Nice one. Would you swallow, what, like a Dementor?
Taking your soul out of your asshole.
He just carried on. I thought, oh, you are an animal.
He really is rough. He's like, yeah, that's
it. because I honestly do. I think you're so great. So surely there must be some. Surely people slide into your DMs or things happen all the time where people want to take you out. That must happen always.
I mean, there's loads of people that slide into my DMs, and I'm just, to be honest with you, I'm just not interested.
Really?
Because beforehand, I was a weirdo. And before I went on TV, I used to just get with people and it just used to be flings, right? And then I'd jump into a relationship, fall in love, then just break their heart or they'd break mine and just get loads of tattoos. Yeah. And it's like, ever since coming into the industry, I get really paranoid that people are like either clout chasing or am I their type? And like my old insecurities start coming back. I haven't got a bum. I don't look like J-Lo. They definitely don't fancy me. Why are they interested in me?
Probably in it for the farts, I reckon.
Yeah, probably. I'm going to put it in my bio. Yeah.
I think we're about to say something else.
You can put it in my bio.
Yeah, you can put it in my bio. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, that... But because from my... I think that, like, the funness and the sort of craziness in a good way that you have, I thought that's so endearing and so exciting for people.
Yeah.
But I think sometimes when, you know, maybe you're picking the wrong guys, because it's definitely not you.
I think what you're saying is, like, it puts dating on a different kind of level. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you don't know what they're in it for.
Yeah, exactly.
You have no idea. And it's not as impromptu. It's not like you just meet someone out on a night out. It's like, oh, okay, right, let's go meet. It's just weird.
And I'm just a girl from the block. I used to work in a chip shop, and I've always had 9-to-5s. And getting chucked into this, I'm like, oh, there's people that have got blue ticks that are messaging me, wanting to take me out on a date, and I don't feel worthy enough. So it's almost like I self-sabotage it before jumping into it with anyone, because then I don't feel...
Yeah, you've got that imposter syndrome.
Yeah, and I feel like that the past couple of years, whilst I've been single, I've really, really grown.
Who are the blue ticks that slid in?
Oh God, okay. So there's this footballer, right? Who plays for Real Madrid.
Okay.
Is it Vinicius Junior or something?
I don't know. Wait, I'm gonna have to Google this guy. So wait, hang on, so Vinicius what's his name?
I don't know.
Just type in Real Madrid.
Real Madrid and it'll come up.
Real Madrid player.
And he was like, yeah, I'll fly you out in a private jet and we'll go away.
Vinny Jr.?
Yeah, and I just...
Is it this guy, Vinny Jr.?
Show me.
Vinny Jr.
Is it this guy?
Yeah.
It's him?
Yeah.
What? Is it a Brazilian footballer?
Yeah, he's huge.
Oh my God.
Huge, yeah.
What, so he just slides into your DMs and just says, I just want to hang out and I'll fly you out there.
Let me fly you out.
And what do you say? It's so weird. It's so weird that you'd feel comfortable to be flown out by a stranger.
Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? I'm like, what? No, I've got street sense. I'm street smart. No, I just said, no, I'm sorry. I don't know you.
That's a good answer. Because I feel like with those things, there's a little bit of ownership then. When they've flown you out, they feel like almost you owe them something. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what would you do? What would they owe them?
As in, like, you might owe them a fart or something. they probably want some sex.
They're after sex, Jamie.
They're after sex. And you can't just go in there and just have sex and straight away.
No.
That's just not right, is it?
You used to bulk send that message out.
I've never bulked.
Yours was a black cab, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'll get you an Uber.
I'll get you an Uber, babe.
Okay.
Uber love.
Use my bolt 20% off. And
special discount code. Yeah.
And you can have my bolt.
I've never slid into anyone's DMs, really. Like, to ask someone on a date. No,
absolutely
haven't. To ask someone on a date, I've never slid into anyone's DMs.
I don't believe that.
I would tell you the truth. I haven't.
No,
I've never.
No, you wouldn't.
I would. I would say, I don't think I've ever. The only person I've ever slid into. I did it on Twitter before. I met up with a date on Twitter. I flew to Miami for a girl once on Twitter. That's quite weird.
What, you were just tweeting each other like, hi, babe, you look well
fit. You did the opposite.
I flew out
you
there.
You flew there because she wouldn't come to you.
Yeah. And then I was like a psycho and turned up, hello.
Did you fancy her?
Yeah, I did fancy her a bit.
Oh, okay.
And then we hooked up out there.
Because I would be really, really, like, worried just in case there were a catfish. There.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know, because on Twitter they weren't. I wasn't worried about being catfish. It was just more like an adventure.
You're just up for anything, to be fair.
Yeah, even if she was just like.
Yeah, you're keen.
A catfish.
Okay, but tell me, what is the difference between English boys and LA boys?
Okay.
Because you and Harry, I thought you guys went out. Didn't you guys? You guys were boyfriend girlfriend or something?
No, we weren't boyfriend girlfriend.
I was seeing you on Instagram and I was like, they're definitely dating.
No, I mean, I'll always have a love for him.
Sure.
And there'll always be that like little seed in the back of my head where I'm like, oh, I just.
Is he? He's a good looking boy, right?
In the real world, yeah, I would just jump all over him.
Really? Why don't you then?
I'd ruin him and fart on his face.
why don't you do it then? If you fancy him and you guys are like best friends, why don't you just go for it?
No, Harry's... right, there's boundaries. Right? Harry has got a certain type and I have a certain type. My type is Harry, but Harry's type is not me.
Perfect.
Is it really? Is it, yeah. Why is it? So what's his type then?
Big porn star boobs.
He just likes all
just the typical LA girl, just right. Absolutely perfect, really petite and small.
So you're perfect. Come on, dude.
I'm like nearly 6 foot. I'm weird, and he needs someone that's just there for him. Do you know what I mean?
I think also. So I also because you did. You spent time in LA and you went over there. It's like I can imagine. Is it a weird place being a Brit and going over there and experiencing what everyone's like? Did you enjoy it?
You feel like an alien.
Really?
Really feel like an alien.
It's quite fun being British over there. When we went, it was a good laugh.
Yeah, but we didn't really experience it like how Chloe's famous out there. So we were saying this before. Most of your fans are American. So when you go out there, people know who you are.
Crazy. Went to a theme park. And because I'm not used to it, like, talked to Hannah come out in lockdown. So I was just like, I'll go to the corner shop. And like the guy behind the counter would be like, can you FaceTime my daughter? She loves you. And I'm like, oh, this is weird. But then going out to America, it's a completely different breed. Because I was queuing up for a ride and like 50 people just flocked me. And I was like, oh, am I famous? So it was the first time
So loads of people came over?
Yeah, like as soon as one person was like, it's Chloe. And then someone was like, oh, you look like Chloe. And I'm like, I am Chloe. And they're like, what? And then like all their friends would come over. And obviously I'm standing in a queue for a ride. I can't move. I'm like in a queue.
Yeah.
And they were just surrounding me. It was really weird.
Is it different? Do they take fame differently over there?
Yeah, it's like a completely different level. Like they treat me like Beyonce.
What?
Yeah, it was crazy. Because when I was filming over there for some promo stuff for Netflix, for the Love is Blind new season that's coming out.
I can't wait. I want to ask you questions about it too. We just continue what you're saying.
Okay. Being on set, I'll tell you a funny story. So I was sat in this this set thing and there was like a whole team of guys and I was absolutely freezing and I was only wearing this little dress, obviously. And I was sat there and one of the sound guys overheard me talking to myself. I was like, I'm fucking freezing. Didn't realise he could hear me and he come in and he went, can someone please turn the aircon off for Chloe? Chloe's cold. And was just like snapping his fingers and I went, whoa, 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 it's fine. Like, I'm fine. I felt like a proper diva just for saying it's really cold.
And so that's what happens out there. We're here. We don't. That never happens.
No.
Because I think you also. Do you have an agency out there?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I spoke to a couple and there's someone... Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, are you right? Yeah. I got a tattoo of him on my arse, actually. But yeah, so there's someone called Jeff in America. He's Harry's manager that I've had work with.
Some guy called Jeff.
Yeah. He's a really good manager, but...
I won't fly to Madrid for a footballer, but I'll get an agent called Jeff. He would do everything. But it is, I just think it's so different out there. And it's also everyone... You mentioned that word clout. Like, clout is such a big thing out there. Everything is about clout. Mm-hmm. Like, you told me a story that you went to a party and they asked you straight away, what's your Instagram? I feel like everyone just cares about... numbers and Instagram and fame and things like that. That's tricky though, right?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with me, like growing up, I'm quite like humble and like down to earth. I don't ever judge people. And being in those surroundings was just really weird because I'm like, hi, babe, you all right? And I'm running around getting everyone drinks. Yeah. So I'm like, do you want a drink?
Yeah,
I'm a people pleaser. And standing there and everyone's like walking past you. And then once they hear that you've got followers or that you've got a tick, a blue tick. Yeah,
like flies to shit.
Everyone just starts hovering around.
Really?
And it's quite sad in a way. Like,
it is sad. I'm not sure that's like a cool way to be.
I don't think so.
No. I mean, it's good for engagement. My engagement rose like 1,000%. Yeah.
Really? Is it? Yeah. You hang out or you
it
hang...
was mental. Like, I've done a couple of stories in Harry's car with his puppy. My views went up to like... it was just crazy. I
what? Thought... Because they... So that's because Harry said when he came on the podcast, he said what happens is people jump onto other people's like platforms and you collaborate and that's how you what you kind of do. And all the relationships you kind of see aren't really relationships. They're just kind of people just doing it just to get... clout, as they call it.
I think with me, when I went out there, I had no idea that this was kind of the way America worked, and Harry did warn me. But being out there, like when you meet people and you build like relationships, obviously when I collabed with people, I thought, oh, that's my friend, like, oh, I know her now. And you'd message him when you get back to the UK and it's like Ed.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's just Ed, yeah. Oh, great.
I guess if you can separate the two and you know that you're purely doing it for clout, but then outside of that, you do actually have
a friendship. Business move. It is a good business move, but you've got to be really hard-faced about it, and that's just not built into me. I get attached.
Yeah, you do. You get attached. But then you also said you went out there, and did you go to any famous parties?
Yeah, I mean, there's this one crazy... because I was literally there for like a couple of weeks and I had like 3 days off of filming. So I was filming all day, every day. And then one of my friends, Chase, from season 2, taught to handle.
Which one's Chase? Is he the really stacked one?
Chase is the stacked one that's the American stripper. Footballer.
Is he not, who's the stripper?
That is...
Who was the cowboy stripper?
Oh, the cowboy stripper is...
Isn't that Chase?
Cockroach.
This is from series 2 of... Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so he messaged me and was like, yo, Chloe, like, are you doing anything tonight?
He voice noted you.
Yeah.
Hey, girl.
Like, he had a stroke.
Hey, girl.
I was like, no, I'm not doing anything. You would come to this party, like we've all been invited. And I'm thinking, all right then. Parties in London, you just go and it's like, yeah, everyone's just having a good
sitting
time.
Sitting on stairs, like having like a plastic drink.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, sitting on the floor.
Literally. And, like, yeah. And you've got like ravers in the corner. Yeah. Well, turn up to this party and it's like, they've got fire breathers outside. Then you walk in, it says Leroy. And I'm like, Leroy? Who's Leroy? And then I've walked into this like huge mansion and I thought America was going to be like extreme, but it's more extreme than I even thought.
Yeah,
walked into the party. Never guess. Who is standing in the middle of the dance floor?
Who was it?
Justin Bieber.
Michael Jackson. He's alive.
Elvis.
Justin Bieber, Hailey Bieber, and it was Kid Leroy's birthday party I was invited to.
Wow.
And I just had no idea. I was oblivious.
That's a weird thing. All right, I'm going to put it out there. If I have a birthday party, right, you guys are invited. I'm not like inviting people that I don't know.
Mm.
But I feel like people do. They just invite people that they don't know.
It's to look good, isn't it?
It's a clout thing.
It's a clout thing again.
What? I just don't get this clout thing.
The people want it in the press. It needs to be a big thing. Like, oh, look who went to this party. Like, oh, Chloe went and Justin Bieber went. And I imagine.
Is that, so that's what it is?
But that's just such like a, I'm not sure. Then it's so tricky. Then sometimes
it's quite high school almost.
Yes, high school. And how do you make friends and know that this? And totally now I understand what you're saying about making friendships and stuff. That is tricky because you'd never know what people actually are in it for. Are they in it for the following? Are they in it for the friendship? Are they not in it for the friendship? Mm-hmm. And people then say that whole thing about LA, which is so true. It is kind of like a vortex of non-realness.
But then I also thought Kid Laroi, he's probably just wanted like loads of pretty girls to turn up, like loads of models, and just wanted to be surrounded by. But then I found out he had a girlfriend and she was there. I'm thinking, well, what's the point?
That doesn't stop him from wanting loads of
I mean, there was a ball pit, there was a private room.
That's actually quite basic.
What was in the private room?
I just a room with a TV, I think. I just had a little scout.
It was actually the worst room in there.
And then, and there was a stage, and Kid Laroi and Justin Bieber actually performed.
Oh, right.
What, at their own party?
Yeah. Three songs.
What?
It's amazing.
Also, everyone knows you from when people know you to begin with from Too Hot to Handle. And we spoke about it before. They've done now the. How many series are they in? It's the third series?
The second series.
No, not second series.
Too Hot to Handle.
Is it second series now?
Yeah, second. Second's already come out.
Okay, it's the second series. Is there beef between the two series or no? Is there like competitiveness?
No, I don't think there's any competitiveness, but I think. I don't know, because I haven't really met many of them. I'd done the reunion show. Mm-hmm. I got asked to do the host.
I was
the presenter.
Isn't that insane?
Because I've always wanted to present, always. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And when I got asked, I thought, really? Like, I don't want to fuck it up. And then I'd done it, and it was amazing. I loved it.
Were you nervous for it?
I was really nervous, yeah.
Yeah, because it is one of those things that is quite nerve-wracking, especially it's for, like, Netflix and things like that. It's actually a really intense...
And I didn't know what a teleprompter was.
What did you think it was?
Well, I thought it's just someone that stands there with cue cards.
It's not medieval England.
Second half.
Like ring girls.
But yeah, so I met a few of them on there. I don't think Carly likes me.
Which one was... Oh, God,
Carly's
the blonde one.
She
seemed really nice. No.
Yeah, she seems lovely. I've met her once in person. That was when I went over in LA. But I just felt really
held back from her a little bit?
Yeah, because I was... Obviously, when I was being the presenter, I was just flirting with everyone because I thought, this is just
that's what
so
you do.
Funny.
Yeah, exactly.
It's what
and
I do.
Also, when you do that, when you flirt as well, it's like endearing almost. So it makes them feel a bit more comfortable and you feel more comfortable and things like that.
Not when you do it.
Not when I do it,
It's just freaky.
Hardy. Just shouting things.
Do you want to see my tattoo?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but I know what you mean. And but it's also because I would imagine that... There would be rivalry, but that's a good thing that you guys don't have that between each other.
Yeah,
and also the fact that Netflix now see you as that sort of presenter person.
Mm-hmm.
That's because they've asked you to do they've asked you to do the Circle.
I know.
How was it? Have you watched the Circle?
So you've got to present that as well.
No, she's on it.
Okay. Yeah.
So explain what the Circle's like.
Okay, the Circle. It's just crazy because every time someone asks me explain the concept, I get a massive brain fart because it's such a weird concept. You're locked in a room 24 hours a day for a month.
Sounds like lockdown.
And in lockdown.
Are you in it there for a month?
Literally, I had to isolate for 5 weeks prior.
Oh, my God.
Because I had to break isolation to go to a hospital appointment. And they were like, you've got to isolate for another 2 weeks.
You must have been going a bit mad by the time you actually went in.
But you were Chloe Mental. On it. You were Chloe. You didn't have to pretend to be anyone else.
No, I was just me. I thought, there is no way I can pretend to be someone else. I'd just flop and fail.
You can't lie.
No, I can't. No. Well, I mean, I can.
I didn't watch the end of it. How well did you do on it?
I come second.
Did you?
Yeah, I nearly won it. I think it got robbed, to be honest.
Who won?
Delisa. But I'm so glad she won it.
But it's amazing. It's insane that... Because you go from this person who is living in Essex, just like you said, having a 9-to-5, and then you're suddenly going on Too Hot to Handle.
Yeah.
You smash that out the park. You then go on The Circle. You do all of that. And now you then going on Love is Blind.
Love is Blind was just a promo, so they kind of used me as the face of it to promote the next season.
Oh, so you're not actually
So I'm not actually on Love is Blind, no.
Shit, so now they're using you as advertising.
It's just mental. I just don't get it. I'm like, what, me? But what Netflix do is, right, because obviously they work with so many people,
yeah.
They don't big it up. Say if I had a job for you and it was like the Love is Blind promo, I'd ring you and be like, Jamie, oh my God, like I've got this amazing da-da-da, and I'd gas it up for you. And you'd be like, yeah, it's sick. But Netflix literally just sends you an email going, dates to come over, time you're going to be here, and then flights home. And then I
get
there. Is
that literally what they send you? That's it?
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, okay, I'm going over there to film. And when I get there, it's like so surreal. I'm like, oh my God, really? They're using me for promo? Because no one blows smoke up your ass from Netflix. It's just so normal.
That's so annoying. I would expect to be like, here we go. Where's my team?
I might hire a little hype man to just follow me.
So then you just arrive there, you go on to set. But do you get your own trailer and things like that when you use stuff like that?
Yeah, I got my own room. And then I had like a personal stylist. And I'm thinking, what? Is what it feels like.
Dude, it's insane. Do you not sometimes think to yourself, like, holy shit, like, what's going on here? Like, what am I doing? This is just insane. Like, so many things are happening.
But I'm that girl that's scared to ask for a drink or, like, scared to ask to go to the toilet because I think I don't want anyone to think I'm being a diva. Mm. And then, like, when that situation happened with the aircon, I just thought, oh, no, they're going to hate me. They're going to cancel me because I didn't know I was going to get chucked into this industry. Like, I wanted to be a lawyer, believe it or not.
Wait. I didn't know this. You used to be a lawyer?
Yeah, no, I wanted to be a lawyer.
Oh, you wanted to be
a lawyer. I studied a year of law and then dropped out. Just paperwork. This isn't for me.
Yeah, you thought it was going to be, like, in, like, a place and actually doing it with a wig on and things like that.
Like, Legally Blonde.
Wait, hang on. So you were then thrown into it. But I don't think I ever asked you in the first one how you ever even got into Too Hot to Handle in the beginning. How did that actually happen right at the beginning?
See, do you know what? Me and my mum were talking about this the other day.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because it all started with me in the chip shop.
Mm. They were scouting the local fish
but
and chip shops.
Literally. So my auntie owns the chip shop. If I hadn't have worked in the chip shop, I hadn't have got a contact off my auntie for this modelling show.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have went on the modelling show, then won. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have been sent to a modelling agency to get signed to do a...
What was the modelling show?
Well, it's called UK's Top Model, and it's like a charity event.
Okay, yeah, I know.
So they raise money for children with cancer, and mm-hmm. it's like a massive event, and it was, and I ended up winning it, mad. And from that, got signed, and then met a producer for Talk to Handle. So if I hadn't, it was like a ripple effect from working in the chip shop.
That it's insane. And when they asked you to do Too Hot to Handle, were you like, right, I'm going to go and do this. Here we go. Let's just go and do it. Or were you a bit like nervous at the beginning?
I had a boyfriend.
You had a you didn't.
I had a boyfriend.
You dumped him.
Yeah.
Oh my.
When did you tell him?
So do you know what, right?
Oh,
can I make this my public apology?
Yeah, you can do it now.
Okay, so I was with him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm madly in love with him.
Yeah.
And I.
Of course you were.
No.
Bye.
He's going to love that you've done that on the show rather than actually apologising.
Well, it started fizzling out. And then I slept.
What do you mean?
It fizzled out and I slept with someone else. And I ended it with him. And then he found out because he went through my phone. And then he was like, you're a cheater. And then I ended up calling him a couple of weeks later and he got back with me. Then I got asked to go and talk to Hannah, so I had to end it with him again.
Oh my God, you double whammed him.
He's called Brad, and he is amazing, and he's in a relationship now, and I just want to say, Brad, I'm really sorry. No hard feelings.
So what happened was, it was fizzling out, and so you slept with someone else. And then you were alone, and you're like, oh God, I don't really like being alone. Brad, can you come back? He was like, yeah, I'll go back. And then you got the job offer, so you're like, bye, I'm breaking up with you to go.
And this was the first stages of Talk to Hannah, so it wasn't even like the final or nothing. It was just the first initial phone call. I was like, sorry, my career is more important.
Sorry, this is way more important. I can't do this. What did you say to him? I'm just so confused at what to do now.
I just rang him and was like, listen, I've been asked to do this TV thing. And he went, oh, right, yeah, like really excited and supportive of me.
And you're like, no, you don't know what I'm talking about.
Just let me finish because
I don't think you'll be excited for me once I tell you what actually happens.
Oh, my God. Yeah, and then, he hates me.
I can't see why. Like, I would be really, really happy for you.
Oh, have you ever been cheated on?
Yeah.
Sorry to really turn. Sorry to turn the mood. On a sixpence side, turn the mood. Have you ever murdered someone?
Yeah, have you ever? What?
Have you been cheated on?
Yeah, I did. What happened? I didn't ever find actual concrete evidence. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when you're just with someone, you're just like, yeah, whatever. Well, I was seeing someone and I found an eyelash on the side of their bed and they made up this story.
Sorry, psycho. Inspector
Morse. Yeah, and I was just like, listen, I didn't say anything.
Like a whole, like, thing, not just like one like eyelash.
Yeah, a girl had stayed there and there was black hairs in the bed, like long black hairs. I mean, I dyed my hair a few weeks ago, so do you know what I mean? Not mine. And I found loads of black hairs on the bathroom floor where a girl had been brushing her hair, and I thought, there's... okay, weird. And then I just said to him, can you drop me off at the train station? Because I want to go home. I didn't mention anything. He went, okay. I got to the train station and I sent him a message and was like, listen, it's not going to work out. I've got a lot going on. Let's just end it here. And then sent him a photo of the eyelash. And he went, no, that's not mine. It's my friend. Like, my friend stayed in my bed with this girl and whatever else. Like, I was out and I was like, okay. Started to convince myself that he was telling the truth. Yeah. And then one of my friends is a shot girl. Mm. She was working in Romford at a bar, and the same girl that was working with her was like, she showed her a picture of me and a guy that I was seeing.
She was missing an eyelash.
And she turned around and said, oh my God, yeah, I was with that guy that weekend.
No.
And oh my God, yeah, I took my eyelashes off and put them down the side of the bed.
No.
And she had black hair and they had a previous thing before. And she just spilled the beans on my friend and yeah, so he cheated on me.
Wait, is this recently?
Oh, yeah, no, we were dating for like, I don't know, like a minute.
Oh no.
Yeah, and then I was just like, no. But my guard was up, so it's all right. I didn't fall in love, didn't get no toes.
At least
I almost felt like, wait, I don't know. Okay, listen, to any listeners out there, if you fancy Chloe, if you want to get in touch with her, slide into her DMs, man. You're an absolute freaking legend.
I'm looking straight into the camera and all.
Yeah, you're. I'm going to find someone for you. I'm going to find someone for you, hook them up with you, because you're...
Please.
Yeah, I'm going to do it 100. Alex, you single yet? Do we know?
What, me?
We don't know if he's single or not.
Are you single, Alex?
We don't know if he's single or not. It hasn't been announced on the podcast yet.
I'm a private guy.
He doesn't... He did a reality show.
He's in a relationship then.
We don't know. Listen, I'll tell you what. We'll find out in part two if you're in a relationship or not. Should we do that?
Will we?
Yeah, we're going to find out in part
two. Surely that's up to me.
Come back for part two, all you listeners, and we'll find out if Alex is in a relationship or not. We'll see you in part two. Look at that.
Wow.
Segway. See you in a bit. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, good.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.